Welcome to Emotions Miniseries number 15. Today's topic is going to be emotions and how they affect our decisions. This is a really important topic because if we can't understand how we make our decisions, then we can't change the way that we think, the way that we plan, the way that we make our decisions, or our actions. And if we don't change any of these, then we always do the exact same things. We'll always get the exact same results in our lives. So we'll always create the exact life that we have right now. So if we want to move out of the current reality and create the life of our dreams, then we need to start changing the way that we think, the way that we attract, the way that we behave. And that all starts with the way that we make decisions. So most of us think that we use our conscious minds and make rational and logical decisions. And this is because, for the most part, when we go through school, we're taught to think in this way. Our society, our culture, and our education all encourage us to think rationally in this very linear type of fashion, because we think we can make better decisions if we think rationally. But the truth is, very few decisions are actually made truly rationally. It's very difficult for us to separate our emotions and our feelings from our thinking process. And scientists have problems with this all the time. They're supposed to be looking at hard data and getting this truly objective view, but it's really difficult to truly separate our viewpoints and our biases and our emotions from our analyses. So understanding that our decisions happen emotionally, that helps us in two ways, one with others, and one with ourselves. So if I want to change your behavior, I can't change your mind. If I want you to do something, I can't throw facts and logic at you. It's very unlikely that that's going to sway you. How many times have you seen a debate where the two parties present their arguments, present their logic and their way of thinking, at the end, how many people switch sides? How many people change their opinions? It just doesn't happen. So if you want to change minds, you actually have to change feelings. You have to change emotions. And that's the same with you. If we want to change our minds so that we can think differently, plan differently, and decide differently, and then behave differently, and create a new and different life, then we need to change the way we feel. So the next time you seek out to accomplish something or try to create something in your life, don't start with the logic. Start with the emotions.